Milton Thomas will be the home team on the scoreboard here in the third-place game of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. And they'll be wearing the white uniforms trimmed in blue and gold. Mansfield wearing the maroon or the burgundy, if you prefer, trimmed in the kind of a burnt orange color. I like those uniforms. Reminds me of the old Belleville West Maroons. That's what they were called. They wore maroon. They were called the Maroons. Belleville West High School up in Belleville, Illinois. All right, we got 8 minutes on the clock. Here's your starting lineup. For the Mansfield Lions, it'll be Chase Kelly, the 5'11 junior. Chase Cartwright, 6'1 junior. London Dennis, a 6'2 junior. Tom Emmerich, 6'5, just a junior. And 6'3 sophomore, Landon Campbell. For the Alton Comet, same lineup we've seen all year. And the tip is controlled by the Mansfield Lions. And they're going to play a half-court game. They don't want to get in a running gun. They want to work that ball, and try and get good shots. Here they go right down to Emmerich. Emmerich, turnaround baseline jumper, good from about 10 feet out. This kid is one of the best players in the tournament, Tommy Emmerich from Mansfield High School. Alton Comets down too early here, just underway. Ryland Steele brings ball into the front court for Alton, gives it out to Chandler Sisco. Sisco goes around to Jacob Smith, top of the circle. He'll give it over to Orr, back out to DeWolf. DeWolf bounces it down to Sisco. Baseline jumper on the other end is good. Identical shot to the one that Emmerich took on the other end. And Sisco hits his first two of the night. We're tied at two. Alton here, a little bit of full-court pressure. Number five with it. That is Chase Kelly in the backcourt. Gets it up across the timeline. Oh, there's a backcourt violation. Al Mansfield got a little rattled through it cross-court. And it is a backcourt violation on, over and back violation, if you will, on the Mansfield Lions. A little mental mistake here. Both teams will be a little bit tight. It's one of the first tournaments of the year. And these teams playing before probably biggest crowd they might have seen all year right to this day. Here's Sisco with it for the Alton Comets. Going in the lane, elevates for the shot, puts it up, rolls it in. Oh, Sisco being very aggressive early on the offensive end. He's got his first two buckets. And Alton with the lead now, 4-2. Here comes Mansfield. They get it up the floor to Dennis. Dennis kicks it back outside for Cartwright. Cartwright takes it out to the top of the key. A 6'2 junior playing point guard for Mansfield. He's got it down in the left corner. Trying to go to Emmerich at the high post. Ball deflected. Picked up by Dennis. Dennis back outside. Emmerich keeps it from going into the backcourt. He'll give it over to Cartwright. Cartwright running the offense from way outside. 6'1 junior kicks it on the right side to Chase Kelly. Kelly back down to Cartwright. Inside Emmerich turns. Little fadeaway jumper is up off the back rim. No good. But the tip in is up and in. Number 24, Landon Campbell gets the tip. A 6'3 sophomore. And that ties the score at 4-4. Alton with it. They bring it the other way in a hurry. And Mansfield playing a little zone here, a matchup. Here's Ryland Steele down the middle of the zone. Shoots, no good. The rebound is taken by Mansfield. Here come the Lions. Alton almost got a steal on the double team as they crossed the timeline. They gave the ball over to Cartwright. And Cartwright takes it out between the circles. Start the offense from there. 5:47 to go. In the first quarter, Alton and Mansfield tied at 4 here in the third place game of the Cabool Holiday Tournament. Cartwright with it on the left side wing, goes out top. Now back inside to Campbell. Campbell kicks it back out to Kelly. Kelly on the left side to Cartwright. Holds it on the wing. They're still trying to work it, and they do down to Emmerich, right back outside. And Mansfield will take it back out on top and restart. Ball on the right side is deflected, thrown up in the air. Going to go into the backcourt. There's a race for it, and it's almost won by Steele. Ball is saved from out of bounds, saved again from out of bounds, and we got one player hurt. That is Kelly, who tried to save that thing from going out of bounds, and he crashed into the concrete wall down there. And Coach Cody Shelton going over and going to check on him. I think he's kind of holding his hip. I mean, he went hard trying to save that ball from going out of bounds, and the officials are going to call both teams off the court here. He went hard into that wall. Looks like he must have went hip first. We certainly hope that young man is okay. 4 minutes to go in the first, 5:12 to go in the first quarter. Our score tied at 4-4. Let's take a timeout here while they tend to the injured player. We will be back in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis. Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, they're assisting the young Mansfield Lion player off the court. He tried to put some weight on that left leg, and he just can't do it. I don't know if it's a leg or a hip. It kind of appeared the way he was laying on the floor. It might have been a hip. And they tried to save that ball from out of bounds. It's number five, Chase Kelly. And, I mean, he really went down hard. And he will come out of the ball game. We're ready to resume. Mansfield will make a substitution here. Number three, Ryland Adams is in place of Chase Kelly. Adams, a 5'11 senior. Mansfield with the ball, tie game, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lions working it around the perimeter, get over to Adams. Adams is top of the key, dribbles down to the left side, gives it on the wing. Baseline drive here by Dennis, and Dennis lost the handle, picks it back out, tries to feed it in the middle. And the ball is knocked away and out of bounds by Mansfield. It'll be Alton Comet basketball with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. Here come the Alton Comets. Ryland Steele brings it into the front court. Kicks it on the right side for Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf penetrates to the free throw line, kicks it back out to Cisco. Cisco off the screen, going down the right side of the lane, pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Cisco's hard to block. His shot is hard to block because he gets the ball up in those long arms and behind his head, and he always kind of shoots a little fadeaway. Here's Mansfield, breaks the full-court pressure of the Comets, and they get into half-court set. Top of the key is Adams, wings it right side. Now they'll lob it down inside for Campbell. Campbell kicks it back out. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Alton Comets. I think they're going to get Jacob Smith. Yes, they do. Smith's going to be called for the push. That'll be the first foul of the ball game. Goes against Jacob Smith of the Alton Comets. It'll be Mansfield basketball. They trigger it in. Looking in the middle, nobody open. And they have to go outside in the corner, and a foul on the inbound play. Trying to get it to Ryland Adams, and he is going to be held by Ryland Steele. Ryland Steele. Might be the first game we've done all year that we have two kids named Ryland, one on each team. And this time Mansfield gets it in a little easier. They bring it out front for Adams. Adams sets the offense. Cartwright going to the right side to give the ball on the left side to Dennis. Dennis trying to lob it inside. Ball stolen by the Comets. Comets off on a break. DeWolf all the way to the bucket. Lays it up no good. Jacob Smith follows it up. That won't go. And Emmerich gets down the rebound for Mansfield. 6-4. Alton on top. Comets again, a little bit of half-court pressure. Lions pull up short of midcourt. Finally get it across in 10 seconds. Here's a give down to Cartwright, trying to drive the baseline on the right side. No good. Kicks it back out front. Shot is up. No good by Dennis, and the rebound taken by Ryland Steele. Steele and the Comets looking to push. Got it to DeWolf. DeWolf attacking the rim all the way to the bucket. Counted in a foul. That's Brandon DeWolf basketball right there. Got that ball on the wing. He saw an opening to the bucket, and he went hard. Gets the basket and the foul. Fouls on number 21, London Dennis. That'll be the first foul of the game on the Mansfield Lions. And Dennis will check out of the game. Number 33 checks in. That is Stone Sawyer, a 6'1 junior. Brandon DeWolf at the line, shooting for the three-point play, and it's good. So DeWolf now with three, and the Alton Comets lead at 9-4. Early on, we played just about 4.5 minutes here in the first quarter. Mansfield breaks the full-court press. Emmerich got up to Cartwright. Now Cartwright takes it to the wing, bounces into the lane, throws it across the lane. Got it there to Sawyers. Turn, shoot, no good. Rebound taken by Chandler Cisco. Chandler dribbles out of traffic. Quick pass down inside to Jacob Smith. Too far under the bucket. Can't get a shot. Gives it out to Steele. Steele to Orr. Back out to DeWolf. He goes to the baseline. Kicks it to Steele for three. Up the front rim. No good. And rebound controlled by Mansfield. Here come the Lions on the break. Working it to the top is Adams. Adams into the lane. Kicks it back out. Emmerich with a three. And it's good. Tom Emmerich hits a three from the top of the key, the big 6'5 junior. And that makes it a 9-7 ball game. Alton with it, looking to go back up four here with the bucket. They get it out top to Cisco. He'll fire a deep three, and that one is off the back iron, no good. Rebound comes out long, and DeWolf has got it in the corner. Brandon DeWolf for Alton, looking in the lane, nobody open. is over to Steele. Now back to DeWolf on the right side. DeWolf, top of the key to Cisco. Cisco off the screen, pulls up free throw line. Jumper good. Chandler Cisco now with 8 points in the ballgame. 8 of the 11 for Alton, and the Comets are back up by 4. Mansfield breaking it across the timeline with Sawyers. Sawyers going down the wing. Wings one cross court to Cartwright. Goes up high to catch it. Gives it off to Adams. A little up and under shot. No good. Emmerich down rebound. Follows up and in. Emmerich's got 7 early for Mansfield. And the Alton Comets pushing the tempo here. DeWolf got up to the right wing. Leads out to Jacob Smith. Around on the left side now to Steele. Steele back to DeWolf. Right side is a free throw circle. And back to the left side. DeWolf has got it again. Puts it on the floor 2 times. Gives out to Cisco. Way outside the three-point line. Gives it to the cutter in the lane. That is Smith. Fakes left. Now moves right. Double pumps. Shoots no good, but he's fouled on the play. And he'll go to the line and shoot 2 free throws. Jacob Smith with a nice move in the lane. Fouls on number 33, Stone Sawyers. That'll be the first foul on Sawyers tonight. And it'll send Jacob Smith to the free throw line for the Alton Comets. Minute 24 to go in the first quarter. Free throw for Smith is up and good. Jacob gets on the board with his first point of the game. And he will shoot for another, trying to add to the three-point Alton Comet lead. Minute 24 to go in this first quarter. Comet basketball brought to you in part by the West Plains Bank and Trust Company and Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton. Second free throw is up for Jacob Smith. It's good. So he's got 2, and the Alton lead is now 4 again at 13-9. Mansfield working the ball up the floor against the 2-2-1 zone. They get it across the timeline, got it down in the corner for Sawyers. Back outside and around the horn. It goes to number 10, Bennett, who just checked in. Bennett kicks it back outside. They'd like to get this ball to Emmerich, the big 6'5 junior. Boy, he's a player. Right now, Adams has got it top of the key. Dribble drive to the right side of the free throw circle. Gets cut off there by Steele and gives the ball back out to Cartwright. Looks like Mansfield wanted to hold it for the final shot of the quarter here. Really taking their time offensively. Cartwright top, gives it to Adams. Now on the right side of the free throw circle again to Cartwright. Cartwright down inside to Sawyer. Sawyer to Cartwright going through the lane. No look pass, got it down deep inside. Going up for the shot is Adams, and he's going to get fouled on the play. That might have been Cisco. Nope, it's Christian Orr. Christian Orr picks up his first foul. And going to the free throw line, number 3, Rylan Adams, the 5'11 senior from Mansfield, has not scored in the ballgame. Did not start. He went in when Kelly went out with what appears to be some sort of a back injury. And the first free throw is no good for Rylan Adams. So still a 4-point count of lead with 33 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second shot is up. That one's no good. And a rebound taken by Mansfield. Shot up, no, but a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on the Alton Comets. And Sawyers will go to the free throw line. Fouls on number 25, Jacob Smith, and that'll be number 2 on Jacob. Jacob Smith called for his second foul. Coach Kelly probably going to get him out of there in just a moment. So Mansfield working hard on the boards. And we talked to Coach Kelly earlier today. He said they're big, they're very physical, they rebound the ball extremely well. And that was really what worried him most about this game. And now we got technical fouls being called on Coach Jared Kelly of the Alton Comets. He was barking at the official out there about the way the play was going underneath the bucket. And he gets called for the technical. Well, Jared Kelly, head coach of the Alton Comets, called for a technical here with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. Number 33, Stone Sawyers, will shoot another free throw. That one is good. So he hits 1 of 2, shooting the 2-shot foul, and now we'll shoot the technical. Or was that the first one? I guess that was the first shot. Here's the second one. It is no good. Bounced it off the front rim. And now, number 14, Chase Cartwright, will come in for Mansfield and shoot the technicals. So Sawyers hit 1 of 2. And now Cartwright, who apparently is Mansfield's best free throw shooter, he will shoot the 2-shot technical. The first one is up and no good. The lefty missed it. Young man would win the award for having the strangest-looking sneakers in the tournament. They are polka dots, white with black polka dots. And he hits the second free throw. Number 14, Cartwright with the point. That makes it a two-point game, and Mansfield's going to have the ball here with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. So the technical costing the Comets 2 points so far. Mansfield brings it in the backcourt, crosses the timeline. You can bet they're probably going to hold this thing for the final shot of the first quarter. Got the ball down to Sawyer. Nope, he goes to the basket, lost the handle, and it rolls out of bounds down in the corner. Wow, Sawyer trying to handle the ball in traffic and couldn't hang on to it. So the Mansfield Lions turned it over with 15 seconds to go. Alton with a chance to go back up by four here. Steele brings it into the front court with 10 seconds. Leads off to Chandler Sisco. Sisco on the wing. Looking to make a move. Goes left down to the baseline. Fadeaway jumpers. Good. Chandler Sisco feeling it tonight. He's got 10 in the first quarter. And the Alton Comets lead Mansfield by four. 15-11 at the end of one period of play. We'll be back with your second quarter from the Kabul Holiday Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, after one quarter of play here in the third place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament, it's the Alton Comets leading the Mansfield Lions by a score of 15-11. And the Comets will have the ball to start the second quarter. Comets still with the starting lineup in there, DeWolf or Sisco, Smith, and Steele. Mansfield with a couple of subs on the floor. At least they did when the quarter ended. One of those still in there, number 10, Ethan Bennett. Here's Sisco off the inbound. Moves to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Feeds down to Smith in the corner. His three-point shot is good! Jacob Smith hits a three out of the corner. First made three-pointer of the game for the Alton Comets, and they lead it now by seven. Here comes Mansfield with it. Ball poked away and picked up by the Comets off on the break. Sisco running the floor, a little two-on-four. He backs up, shoots a three. Bingo! Sisco's on fire, and Mansfield called the timeout. 21-11. Alton Comets open a 10-point lead on a 6-0 run to start the second quarter. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Jeffrey Roberts, loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has the loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
And we're back after the timeout. The Alton Comets open the second quarter on a 6-0 run, a three-pointer by Jacob Smith, another one by Chandler Sisco, and Alton leads it 21-11. Mansfield called that timeout to stop the Alton Comets, and Alton really picking up the tempo defensively. Now they're double-teaming on the ball everywhere. Mansfield with it, number 10, trying to dribble is Bennett, had it poked away, gets it right back. Feeds it out to Dennis. Dennis going to give it off to Sawyers, and Sawyers, a little pump fake, got the defense up in the air, then ducked under him and draws the contact. Draws the foul. That'll be on Chandler Sisco. That'll be the first foul of the game on Chandler. One foul to go was his 13 first-half points. 13 of the 21 for Alton. Substitutions for Mansfield. Number 21 back in the game. He was already in there, Dennis. Number 24 checks back in, Landon Campbell. Back in for Mansfield. Mansfield inbounds the basketball after the non-shooting foul. They give it off to Sawyer. Sawyer to the free throw line. Gives it now to Campbell. Campbell goes down to the baseline. Dumps it inside Sawyer. Shot up, no good. Rebound on the floor and off the hands of Mansfield. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. Substitution for the Comets. We've got Marcus Cockrum checking in the game. Ryland Steele will check out. So Cockrum, the first sub in the game tonight for Alt. He brings the ball up the middle of the floor, feeds it over to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf way out away from the bucket. Going to give it to Chandler Sisco. Sisco moving off a screen to the right side. Looking for the shot. Now switch over dribble. Pulls up free throw line. Jumper's good. Absolutely smoking hot. Chandler Sisco, 15 in the first half. We still got 6.5 minutes to play. Mansfield breaks the full court pressure. Cartwright with a nice dribble drive. He has it stolen by DeWolf. DeWolf will drive for the layup. DeWolf now with 5. And Mansfield wants another timeout. 25-11. Alton by 14 with 6:25 to go in the first half. We'll be back after this timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation. Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back after the timeout here at the Kabul Holiday Tournament, our third place game in the tournament. And it's been all Alton Comets so far. Alton had a 4-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 15-11. We played a minute and 35 seconds in the second quarter, and they have outscored Mansfield 10-0. Alton has opened a 14-point lead here, 25-11, with 6:25 to go in the first half. Winner this one takes on the third-place trophy from the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Alton, first team to come out of the break. Second timeout called here in the first half by Cody Shelton, and he's had to do it to try and stop Comet runs. Alton came out, hit two threes in the first minute in the second quarter. Then they've hit two 2-point buckets since then. Sisco with one, and DeWolf with one off the steal. And Mansfield having trouble against the Alton Comet press. This time Emmerich dribble drives up through the press, and Mansfield gets into the half-court game. Number 14, Chase Cartwright with it out front. Working against Marcus Cockrum. Feeds it on the left side for Dennis. Dennis going high post to Emmerich. Bounces it down inside to Sawyers, and he scores. Nice little high-low game, and that's the first field goal of the game for Stone Sawyer. And he's got 3 points. Here's Alton coming the other way. Got it to Orr. Nice bounce pass from Brandon DeWolf to Orr. Wide open under the bucket for his first two. Mansfield coming the other way. Sawyer's in the lane. Kicks it out to Cartwright on top. Emmerich for another three. That one's off the rim. Rebound controlled by Dennis. He can't follow it. And Chandler Sisco skies over everybody and pulls down that rebound. Chandler, dribble drives up the floor. Got it to DeWolf in the corner for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound taken by Emmerich, and it is stolen by Jacob Smith. Smith tied up by a double team in the corner. Gets it outside to DeWolf. Attacking the basket, going to the rack. Going to get fouled. And that'll be on Sawyers, and that'll be foul number two on Stone Sawyers for Mansfield. And going to the line to shoot two, Brandon DeWolf for the Alton Comets. Alton leading by 14 here, 27-13. We're down to 5:20 to go in the first half. DeWolf already with 5 points in the ballgame. Looking to hit a couple of free throws here and add to his total. First one is good. So DeWolf with 6. Substitution now for Alton. Corey Miller checks in place of Christian Orr. And Ryland Steele back in there, this time in place of Jacob Smith. So it'll be Steele, Cockrum, DeWolf, Miller, and Sisco. Second free throw for DeWolf. Hits the front of the rim and bounces off no good. Emmerich with a rebound for Mansfield. And here come the Lions. Campbell with it in the backcourt. Feeds it along to Cartwright on the left. Going to Emmerich at the high post. Kicks it back outside. And then back to number three, Ryland Adams, who has just checked back in. And now Ryland Steele with the steal. Comets on the break. DeWolf going to the bucket and lays it up and in. Brandon DeWolf is so smooth on that left side. And Mansfield again having trouble against the press. Emmerich finally throws it across the timeline. And a high pass taken down by Ryland Adams. Mansfield getting set in the half-court game. 30-17, Alton from the outset. Dominating this one. Mansfield got it out to Cartwright. Cartwright bounces it down inside, back outside. Shot is up and three-pointer no good. Rebound Adams. He tries to pirate back up. That's no good. And Ryland Steele gets down the rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets. Chandler Cisco. Looking to do a little shake and bake. He's going to get knocked down, and a foul going to be whistled on number 24, Landon Campbell, the 6'3 sophomore. We call for his first of the game. That'll be team foul number four. Team foul number four on Mansfield. Substitution here for Alton. Jacob Smith will check back in the game. And Brandon DeWolf going to get a little rest over on the sideline. Gets a glad hand from Coach Honeycutt and Coach Kelly as he comes off the floor. Comets have dominated this one from the outset. Chandler Cisco off the inbounds, got the ball in the right side corner, brings it out to the wing, goes to Cockrum. Cockrum, a deadly three-point shooter, doesn't take one. Gives it out to Cisco. Cisco, little shake-and-bake move, pulls up a three, it's good. He has been absolutely unconscious. That's his second made three-pointer. 18 points here in the first half for Chandler Cisco. Mansfield with the ball. They'll dump it to Adams at the elbow. Outside, Emmerich, top of the key for three. That one's good. Tom Emmerich with his second three-pointer of the game. He's got 10 for Mansfield. Cisco with it again for Alton. Top of the key, challenging Campbell. Campbell follows him out on the floor, and Cisco gets rid of the ball. They'll swing it around the horn to Jacob Smith on the left side. Back out on top to Miller. Miller now to Steele. Back to Cisco. Cisco elevates for another one. Yes, sir. Wow. Cisco with 20 and a half, his third three-pointer of the game. Mansfield breaks the full-court pressure, almost a steal. Now the ball's going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Mansfield Lions. Emmerich, the big junior, trying to handle the basketball, and he lost it out of bounds. Good Alton kind of pressure in the full court. And with 3:11 to play in the first half, Alton leads it by 20. Here's Chandler Cisco, pulls up, 18-footer from the left side, in and out, no good. How did that ball not go down? That one was in the cylinder and defies all physics. That one, I don't know. That ball came out. Mansfield with it on the other end, shot is up, no good. Rebound, DeWolf. DeWolf weaves through traffic, going the other way. He's going to get hammered, and he will go to the free throw line and shoot. Goes down hard down in the out-of-bounds area and gets up. Little grimace on his face, but he's a tough kid. He'll be all right. DeWolf going hard to the basket, gets fouled by number 21, Landon Dennis. I'm sorry, I keep saying Landon. It's London. London Dennis. Call for the foul. DeWolf at the line shooting two. Dribbles it twice, spins it, puts it up with the right hand, and it's good. DeWolf now with 9 points in the first half. 20 for Cisco. 2 for Orr, 5 for Jacob Smith. And now Cisco out of the game. And Christian Orr back in there. Also, Landon Huckabee has checked into the game for Alton. Second free throw for DeWolf is good. He's in double figures with 10, and Alton leads it by 22. 38-16. And Mansfield breaks the full court press this time. Got it across the timeline at Rylan Adams. Adams dumps it out to Cartwright. Cartwright going to Emmerich. Emmerich trying to pass it through the lane. Ball stolen by DeWolf. Comets coming on the break. DeWolf weaves his way up the left side. Kicks it out to Jacob Smith. Now Ryland Steele round on the other side to Huckabee. Huckabee back over. And in the corner, DeWolf fires a three. That one's off the rim. Huckabee down with the rebound. Dumps it down to Christian Orr. He fakes, gets his man off his feet, and goes back up. Has a shot blocked, but a foul going to be called. That one will be on number 22. That is Tom Emmerich. That will be foul number one on Emmerich. Emmerich leads Mansfield. He has scored 10 of their 16 points. Christian Orr at the free throw line. First one is a little bit short. Christian with 2 points in the game. Mansfield with a substitution. Number 33, Stone Sawyers checking in. Played earlier in the half. Second free throw for Orr is up and good. Orr now with 3 points, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Comet lead is 23 with 2:11 to go in the first half. Been all Mansfield here tonight. It's been all Alton over Mansfield here tonight. Here's Emmerich at the free throw line for the Lions. Backs it back out, and they'll get into the half-court set. Alton getting ready to make more substitutions. Here's Emmerich, free throw line with a jumper. It's a turnaround shot. Good. Tom Emmerich, he's a player. He's got 13 in the game. Alton coming the other way. Brandon DeWolf back out to Steele. Steele back over to DeWolf. No-look pass down to Christian Orr on the baseline. Shot no good. Follow-up by Orr is good. And Christian Orr now with 5 points in the game. Lions trying to break the full-court press again. Cartwright in the backcourt. Got it up to Adams. Adams on the left side. Double teamed. Got rid of it. Out to Emmerich. Emmerich handles it way out on the floor. Mansfield down by 23. Just kind of taking their time here. Now they get it out to Adams. Adams penetrates in the lane. Kicks it back out. And now we're going to get a kick ball. They got it down to Sawyer. He kicked it back out and it was kicked by the defense. DeWolf and Steele come off the floor for Alton as Cisco and Cochran will check in. Minute 19 to go in the first half. All Alton Comets here. 41-18 is our score. Mansfield, the trigger it in, got it in the corner to Sawyer. Sawyer, dribble drive out to the wing. Leads it to Adams. Adams gets it back down the right side and he goes through Cartwright's hands and out of bounds. So Mansfield, just too many turnovers. It's been too much Comet defense for the Mansfield Lions here tonight. And they've got an uphill battle in the second half, but they're going to fight their way back into this one. Alton with the basketball. Landon Huckabee leads over to Cisco on the left side. Cisco has scored 20 in the game already. Comet's probably going to hold for the final shot of the half here. Jacob Smith with it out on the wing. Pulls Emmerich out to him. Gives it to Cisco. Cisco working away from the defense on the dribble drive. Down the left side, bounces one down to the right corner for Huckabee. Huckabee drives the baseline, got it down to Smith. His shot is blocked. Loose ball is out of bounds, and, ooh, almost stolen by Orr. That would have been a really cool play if Orr would have made it, but he didn't. Lions trying to save it from out of bounds and tried to bounce it off of Orr. He thought he caught it, but he was standing on the sideline. Mansfield triggers it in with 36 seconds to go in the half. Adams all the way up the floor. Gives it to Emmerich. Emmerich bounces it down to Campbell. Campbell on the baseline. Back to Emmerich. Pull-up jumper from 17. No good. Rebound is controlled by Alton. They get it to Marcus Cochran. Cochran going all the way to the bucket. Misses the shot. Or with the easy follow-up. 7 points for Christian in the half. And Alton leads it now by 25. 43-18. Mansfield. Across the timeline. Got it out top. Here's a steal by Chandler Cisco. Will he dunk it? No. Yitzko lays it up. The defense got back and got in his way. And that's the buzzer to end our first half. 45-18. The Alton Comets absolutely dominating the Mansfield Lions here in the third place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with all your halftime activities in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back here at the Kabul High School Gym, the Kabul Holiday Tournament. This is the final day of the tournament and championship day. And the Alton Comets here in the third place game have been absolutely dominating as they lead Mansfield 45-18. It was a pretty close game. in the first quarter. 15-11 was the first quarter score. Alton led by four. And then the Comets outscored Mansfield 30-7 in the second quarter. And they have the lead. They lead it by 27 here at the half, 45-18. If you're Mansfield in the locker room right now, you might even be thinking about not coming back out to play the second half. Alton has just been absolutely on fire shooting the basketball. Chandler Sisko already 22 points in the game, and they have not had an answer for the Alton Comet All-State senior Chandler Sisko. And Brandon DeWolf has added 10 more points for the Comet, 7 more for Orr, and 5 for Jacob Smith. I'm sure there'll be others getting the scoring here in the second half. Ben, all Alton for the first 16 minutes. How will the second 16 minutes play out? We'll find out in just a few minutes. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back, check on the halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Randall Combs, president and loan officer at the Alton Bank. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
The Alton Quick Connection is a great place to go when you want some good food fast. Come in and check out their daily breakfast and lunch specials. Now serving American farm-raised catfish every day. Every Thursday from 11 to 8, three-piece catfish dinner, $10.99. Five-piece, $13.49. They also have upgraded with larger machines at the laundromat. For your convenience, remember 24-hour pay at the pump available. For fast, friendly service and great food, stop by the Quick Connection in Alton.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They have a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn them into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Call 417-778-6677.
Back here in the third-place game of the Cabool Holiday Tournament, the Alton Comets with a lead at the half, 45-18. And look at our halftime stats. Scoring for the Alton Comets, they scored 15 points in the first quarter. They scored 30 in the second quarter. Mansfield had 11 in the first quarter and 7 in the second quarter. And it's been the Alton Comet defense that has been the difference in this one. They have just absolutely limited what Mansfield has been able to do from anywhere on the floor. Look at the individual scoring first for the Mansfield Lions. They're led by Tom Emmerich. The 6'5 junior has 13 points in the first half, 2 for Landon Campbell, and 3 for Stone Sawyer, 1 for Chase Cartwright. For the Alton Comets, they're led by the All-Stater, Chandler Sisko. Chandler with 22 in the first half, and he has just been absolutely red hot. He's hit 1, 2, 3 three-pointers in the first half for Alton. Brandon DeWolf has added 10 points in the game, 7 for Christian Orr, and 5 for Jacob Smith. That's all the scoring so far. 45-18, Alton with the lead over the Mansfield Lions. All right, you want to stick around? Coming up later tonight, we'll have the second half for our doubleheader. We'll have the championship game, the Norwood Pirates, and the undefeated number one ranked Thayer Bobcats. And folks, talk about a Downeybrook. This one's going to be, it's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner, because Norwood is 10-0, and they're ranked number one in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. The Thayer Bobcats are 9-0 and are ranked number one in Class 3 in the state of Missouri. And I've been to this tournament here at Cabool every year that they've had it. I don't know how many years that's been. I was going to ask Coach Shockley earlier today when I had an opportunity to talk to him, but I forgot. But this tournament's been going on for a while. This will be the first time that I can remember that two number one ranked teams are going to meet for the championship. So this one ought to be a dandy. If you're in the Kabul area, you ought to come on out and kind of cram yourself into what is going to be a huge crowd for tonight's championship. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with our second half of the third place game. It is Alton and Mansfield. Comets with the lead, 45-18. Back with your third quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right, shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banking with West Plains Bank and Trust Company is a slam dunk thanks to our full-service ATM located right in the heart of Comet Country. Customers in Alton and the surrounding area can easily get cash, check balances, and even make a deposit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Look for the West Plains Bank and Trust Company ATM under the purple canopy at 306 Church Street in Alton. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And we're back after the timeout, already underway here in our third quarter. And number 21, London Dennis, cleans up an offensive rebound, or cleans the glass on the offensive end and gets a putback for 2 points for Mansfield. So the Lions a little closer here as we open the third quarter. Alton with the basketball, got the starters back on the floor. Here's Jacob Smith, a little curl around the lane. Shoots no good, gets his own rebound, going back up, and it's going to get fouled. And that's going to be number 21. That is London Dennis, who just got that offensive rebound and put it back in on one end. Now he picks up his third foul and will come out of the ballgame. And he hasn't officially come out yet. They do have a sub getting ready to come in, but he won't until after the first free throw. Jacob Smith going to the free throw line will shoot two. Jacob with 5 points in the first half and make it six. And now number three, Rylan Adams, checks into the ballgame. Mansfield losing a little size. Dennis at 6'2 and a big kid. Rylan Adams at 5'11". Second free throw for Jacob Smith is up and is good. So Smith hits both free throws. He is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Mansfield, here's a bad pass by Emmerich, stolen by DeWolf. DeWolf in traffic, behind the back, all the way to the bucket, gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot for two more. That one's going to be on Tom Emmerich of Mansfield, I believe, number 22. Yes, it is. Emmerich called for the foul, will be his second of the evening. And it'll be Brandon DeWolf at the free throw line to shoot two. First one is up, and he left it a little bit short. DeWolf with 10 points in the first half for Alton. If you've joined us late, we had a good ball game going until the end of the first quarter. It was 15-11. And then Alton jumped out and outscored Mansfield 30-7 in the second quarter. They lead it by 27. Here as we open play in the third quarter. Lions with it out front. Adams off the missed free throw by DeWolf. He'll swing it around to the left side. Got it there to Campbell. Campbell bounces it down in the corner to Sawyer. Sawyer back-to-back out to Campbell. The big 6'3 sophomore bounces it on the right to Rylan Adams. Adams back out to Cartwright. Cartwright bounces one. Inside to Adams. Fakes. Shot blocked. Chandler Sisco will yank down the rebound. And here come the Alton Comets on the run to DeWolf, DeWolf trying to get it to Jacob Smith, and the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of the Mansfield Lions defense. One too many passes right there, but the Cowlitz, I believe, trying to get everybody else involved in the scoring here. With all Cisco in the first half, Chandler with 22 first-half points today. He inbounds the ball here to Jacob Smith. Alton back into the half-court game with 6:32 to go in the third, just underway. Here's Ryland Steele. Bounces it down to Christian Orr for Alton. Fell down, maintained his dribble. That's a nice athletic move by the big man. He gets it back outside. Has got it back now top of the key. Christian Orr looking to power it down the right side of the lane. Little baby hook shot is good. Christian Orr now with 9 points in the ballgame. And Alton's lead is 29. Mansfield coming the other way. Emmerich trying to drop a pass off on the break, and it is knocked away and out of bounds by the Alton defense. It'll be Mansfield ball with 6:06 to play in the third quarter. Mansfield to trigger it under the bucket. They bring it way out front, kick it around the horn for Sawyer. Sawyer on the left side wing, standing right on the three-point line. He'll kick it out front. Adams has got it there. And he'll bring it to the left side for Campbell. Campbell down in the corner to Adams. Adams bounces it down to Emmerich. Emmerich trying to pass it into the lane. Nice pass. Shot is up, no good, but a foul going to be called on the Alton Comets. That'll be on number 25. That is Jacob Smith. That'll be foul number 3 on Smith. Smith with 3. Cisco with 1. Orr with 1. Steele with 1. No foul trouble tonight, really, for Alton. And at the free throw line, number 33, Stone Sawyers, the 6'1 junior, hits the first one. And now Jacob Smith coming off the floor after picking up that third foul. Landon Huckabee will check in for him. Now the officials are going to get together. Jacob Smith says, he says that foul wasn't on me, but I think it was. It is, now they say it was his second, and that's not right. Should have been his third. Anyway, they've made a correct. They called the foul on 35, Ryland Steele. That's what they've changed. So the foul was on Steele. Second free throw was no good by Sawyers. And Alton with a rebound. Chandler Cisco going down to the baseline, pull-up jumper. Oh, he gets fouled before the shot. Going to call it on the floor. Alton will inbound the ball down under the bucket with 5:37 to go in the third quarter. 28-point Alton Comet lead. Looks like this game may finish under the turbo clock. If you're coming up for the championship game, you might want to hurry and get here. Well, it could be over before we know it. Alton on the inbound will bring it in to Brandon DeWolf. He'll hand it to Ryland Steele. Ryland handles it out to mirror midcourt. Alton gets into the half-court set there. Right side he goes to DeWolf. DeWolf trying to bounce or trying to pass it inside for Christian Orr. The ball is stolen by Emmerich. Nice play by Emmerich on the defense. And here comes Mansfield with the ball. Emmerich dribbles it up into the front court. Gives it up out top. Now on the wing to Cartwright. Cartwright holds it high. Dumping it off to Sawyers. Powers his way down the lane. Little baby hook shot. No good. The rebound controlled by the Alton Comets. Chandler Cisco got it. Chandler moving off the screen. Top of the key. Pulls up at the free throw line. Jumper is up. That's no good. Tip is up by Orr. That's no good. Then we're going to get a foul on the rebound. And they're going to call this one. Actually, they're going to call this one on the shot. Foul's going to be on number 33, Stone Sawyers. That'll be the third on Sawyers. And Christian Orr going to the free throw line, looking to get double figures tonight. First one is up for the big senior, and it's good. Christian Orr now with 10 points in the game. Substitution for Alton as Marcus Cockrum checks into the game. Ryland Steele comes out. Huckabee is back in there in place of Jacob Smith. And Corey Miller getting ready to check in, too. Second free throw for Orr, no good. And the rebound controlled by Mansfield. And Corey Miller says, oh, man, needed to make that so I could get in the game. Mansfield with a basketball, 4:44 to go in the third. Been all Alton Comets tonight. Comets back in that defense. Mansfield working on the perimeter. Got it to Emmerich. Emmerich going a backdoor cut for Bennett. Bennett couldn't get a shot off. Kicks it back outside to Emmerich. His shot no good. And it is Chandler Cisco down with the rebound. Here come the Comets. Got it down to Huckabee. Huckabee up under the bucket. Gives a fake. Kicks it back outside to Cockrum. Now to DeWolf. Jump stop in the lane. Pulls up the jumper and it's good. Brandon DeWolf now with 12 points in the game. 52-21. Alton leads it by 31 points with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mansfield got it to Emmerich. Outside. to Campbell. Now inside to Cartwright. His shot is up, no good. Rebound, Kristen Orr. The Comets are on the break again. Cisco feeds it over in the right corner to Marcus Cockrum. Hits a three out of the corner. Cockrum, I told you earlier, deadly from three-point land, and he hit that one. First bucket of the night for Marcus Cockrum off the Alton Comet bench. And Mansfield back on the other end after the made bucket. Here's a nice move, shot up by Cartwright, no good. Emmerich gets the rebound, goes back up, and gets fouled. Emmerich, this kid's a player, 6'5", just a junior. But he is a player. He is fouled by Christian Orr. That'll be foul number two on Orr. 3:34 to go in the third quarter. Alton by 34. And the free throw is up by Emmerich, and no good. Emmerich has not scored in the second half. He had 13 in the first half. And now Corey Miller checks in. Christian Orr checks out for Alton. So the Comets with, well, Jacob Smith is checked back in. Brandon DeWolf is off the floor. So Chandler Cisco, the only starter left in the game for, well, actually Jacob Smith is still in there. So Smith and Cisco with Cockrum, Miller, and Huckabee. Landon Huckabee got the ball now, getting tied up, gets it off to Jacob Smith. Smith working away from the defense, and is going to get fouled as he goes around it. Number 10, Ethan Bennett, going to be called for a blocking foul. And with 3:18 to play in the third quarter, that'll be team foul number 5 on Mansfield. Comets will inbound the ball. Chandler Cisco, 22 points in the game for Chandler, has not scored here in the second half. Leaving that scoring up to some of the other guys here in the third quarter. Alton inbounds the ball to Jacob Smith. He just holds it, trying to lob it down to Cisco, and the ball knocked away by the defense. Jacob might have telegraphed that one just a little bit. And the defense was able to get there, recover, and knock it away. Alton will inbound it with 3:08 to play in the third quarter. On the baseline, down around the three-point line. They'll bring it way out front. That one's stolen by Cartwright. Cartwright down the left side of the lane, challenges Cisco, shoots over him, and scores. Chase Cartwright. First field goal of the game for Cartwright. He's got 3 points in the game. Here comes Alton with it. And Cockrum trying to bounce it down low to Miller, and it goes off his hands and out of bounds. Game kind of changed here tonight when Coach Kelly for the Alton Comets got a technical. His team kind of took off from there. Sometimes those technicals can be a good thing. Here's almost a steal for Alton as Mansfield works it around the perimeter. Ball goes into the lane for Bennett. Bennett trying to go up with it, and it's knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Cockrum for Alton. Trying to bounce it. Oh! Chandler Cisco was flying to the bucket for an alley-oop dunk. Cockrum didn't see him and tried to bounce pass it to him. Well, Chandler Cisco just jumped right over the ball. It went right under his feet. Excuse me. Mansfield Lions will trigger it in here. And we got a little bit of moisture on the floor. They've had an issue this week here because of the extreme humidity and the warm temperature. A lot of condensation. And we've had spots where water has just seeped up from the floor or has dripped down from the roof. We've had some of that here this week as well. They're getting a little bit of that water soaked up off the floor over on the far side. And now the officials say they are ready to go. 2:31 to play in the third quarter. Alton Comet fans enjoying this one. Alton leading now by a score of 55-24. Mansfield brings in the front court. Guides it over to Bennett. Bennett back outside to Adams. Adams swings their right side to Dennis for three. That one's off the mark. And the rebound comes out long, taken by Mansfield. Lions will reset. Got it to Emmerich on the right side. Emmerich back out to Dennis. Now on top to Adams. Back to Dennis and Emmerich on the baseline. Corey Miller jumps out on him. Back out front now to Adams, top of the key. Mansfield getting in no hurry here, down by 31 points. And they're going to get back in this game. They need to start scoring. Here's Mansfield with it. Emmerich, a little wraparound pass going down low to Cartwright. Cartwright up with a shot and good. Cartwright with 5 points in the second half. He scored 5 of the 6 for Mansfield in this third quarter. Alton on the other end, working the ball in a half-court set. Got it to Huckabee. Huckabee over to Corey Miller, way out on the floor. Now to Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum bounce passes it to Chandler Cisco, who goes to the bucket and scores. Sisko with his first 2 points of the second half. He's got 24. And with a minute 18 to go, Alton extends the lead back to 31. Mansfield with it on the perimeter. Got it to Dennis. Dennis down the baseline as the ball poked away and out of bounds. Nice play there by Jacob Smith. Poked that ball away from number 21, London Dennis, as he drove the baseline. Down to 1 minute to play in the third quarter. They inbound it to Emmerich. Mansfield's Emmerich. Turnaround jumper rattles in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Huckabee. And down the other end is Sisko. Pulls up with a shot, no good. I was looking for Landon. There are too many Landons and Landrys and Londons. Landon Huckabee. Had it. Got Sisko, no good. Mansfield with the rebound and the basketball. Down by 31. Down to 36 seconds to go. They get the ball to Bennett. Bennett elevates in the lane. Shoots no good. Rebound, Jacob Smith. And here come the Comets again. Probably hold for the final shot of the third period. Ball goes to Huckabee. Now he's going to get it into the lane for Miller. His shot is blocked. Miller gets it back, goes up again. That one's no good. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. He gets fouled on the play by Cartwright. Number 14, that is Chase Cartwright. Call for his first foul of the game. That'll be team foul number 6 on Mansfield. And with 18 seconds to go in the third quarter, Corey Miller at the line shooting free throws. Opportunity to get on the scoreboard. First one is up and no good. Bayer Bobcats are dressed and ready to go. The number one seed, the undefeated Bobcats. They're in the hallway on the far side watching the final bit of this game. Here's a shot up. Second one by Miller. No good. Rebound is off of Alton out of bounds. And the Norwood Pirates coming down from the top of the bleachers on the far side. Folks, you talk about a matchup. A dream matchup. Two of the state's number one ranked teams. Going to do battle in the Kabul Holiday Tournament final here in just a little while. Here's a shot for Mansfield. No good. And rebound Sisko from three-quarter court. Oh, hit the top of the backboard. And that's the end of three quarters. Our score, 57-26. Alton Comets with a lead over the Mansfield Lions. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Are you needing to make a major purchase? Maybe a large appliance? Maybe a new vehicle? Looking for a loan but not sure where to turn? Stop by and discuss your personal situation with Casey Ellett, loan officer at Bank of Birch Tree. The Alton Bank has a loan you're looking for at competitive rates. Alton Bank is a community hometown bank, and they understand the needs of the local residents. Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, a bank worth changing for, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
And we're back and set for our fourth quarter of action. We're going to open the fourth quarter under the turbo clock. 8 minutes on the clock, and Alton with a 31-point lead over the Mansfield Lions here in the third-place game of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Alton will start the fourth quarter with DeWolf, Orr, Miller, Huckabee, and Steele on the floor for Mansfield. Number 10, Bennett, on the floor, along with Emmerich, Adams, Dennis and Cartwright. And Alton brings it into the front court. Ball is going to be poked away and loose on the floor. It'll be Alton basketball. We're going to get a foul called on Mansfield. Foul is on number 10. That is Ethan Bennett. Foul number 2 on Bennett. And that's the 7th team foul. We'll shoot free throw. And the clock will run out in a hurry if they call very many fouls here. Alton leading by 31 under the turbo clock as we open the fourth quarter, and the first free throw for Ryland Steele is good. First point of the night for Ryland, who had a good night last night, especially early in the game against the Thayer Bobcats. Hit a couple of early threes as Alton sprinted out to that lead. Second free throw for Steele is good. 2 points for Steele. All five Alton Comets have scored in the game tonight. And we're down to just 7 minutes to go. Mansfield with it. Out on top, Adams. Goes to Emmerich. Back to Adams. Moves off the screen. Looking to pull up at the elbow. Comets cut him off. He'll give it back out to Emmerich. Emmerich into the corner. Pull up there by Cartwright to Bennett. Now back down to Cartwright in the low blocks on the other side. Got it back to Bennett. Bennett bounces it into the lane and travel with the basketball. Ethan Bennett travel with the basketball, so the Alton Comets will get it back. We played a minute and a half. 59-26, Alton by 33. Alton with a 30-point quarter in the second quarter to put this game away early. Comets with it. Brandon DeWolf weaving his way down the lane. Pull up with a short running one-hander. It's no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. It'll be taken by Mansfield. Here come the Lions. Adams will take it to the top of the key. Crowd continues to swell here at the Cabool High School gym. Number 10 with it now. That is Bennett for Mansfield. Gets the ball down low. Shot up by Emmerich. No good. Rebound Cartwright. He can't follow, but a foul. Going to be whistled on Christian Orr, I believe. Official says you got him on the elbow. Christian Orr called for the foul. Will be his third of the game. And number 14, Chase Cartwright will go to the free throw line. And we'll shoot the two-shot foul. First one is up. Bounces off the rim. No good. Been an issue here for Mansfield after shooting the ball really well early in the tournament. They have not shot it very well when they've had open opportunities here tonight. Another free throw is up, and that one is good. So Cartwright down with 6 points. And the Alton Comet lead is back to 32. 59-27. Alton with the basketball, working around the perimeter of the zone defense. Corey Miller's got it out front. Gives over to Steele. Steele now to DeWolf. In the corner to Miller. Miller out to Huckabee. Huckabee and the Comets just running clock here under the turbo clock. They bounce it down to Orr. Orr attacks the basket. A little finger roll is up and good. Christian Orr with 12 points on the night. Three Comets in double figures here and another with seven. Mansfield works it out to Adams on top. Fakes it to the right, bounces it down to Cartwright. His shot is blocked by Orr. The lead out pass to Huckabee. He'll go all the way to bucket and score. Landon Huckabee with his first 2 points of the night. And that makes it a 36-point lead, 63-27. Mansfield going inside to Cartwright. Cartwright back down to Bennett. Bennett, nice play, a fake. Got the defender off the feet, then went around him for the lay-in. Number 10, Ethan Bennett with his first bucket of the game. Alton coming down the other end. Ryland Steele gives off to Huckabee. Huckabee back over to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf, couple of dribbles, hands it to Miller. Back to Steele, back to Huckabee. Huckabee looking at DeWolf. Now instead feeds it down to the corner to Corey Miller. Miller bounces it one time. Gives it down to Orr. Orr going to the bucket, laying out, counting a foul. What a move by Christian Orr. 14 for the big senior from Alton. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot for one more. The foul's going to be on number 21, London Dennis. And that'll be number 5 on Dennis. Dennis has fouled out of the game with 3:29 and counting to go. Number 33, Stone Sawyers, will check in for Mansfield. Folks, this one's all over but the shouting. 65-29, Alton with the lead. And Christian Orr trying to make it 66-29. Substitution now for Mansfield. Cartwright will come off the floor. Number 24, Landon Campbell, back in for Mansfield. And free throw is up. No good for Christian Orr. Rebound controlled by Mansfield. Here come Lions. Lions. Adams brings up the floor. Gives it to number 10, Bennett. Bennett right side to Campbell on the wing. Back out top to Adams. Gets into the free throw circle. Gives it back to Campbell. Driving the baseline, brings it back out to Emmerich. Emmerich elevates with a jumper. It's good. Nice play. We've been saying all game long, this kid's really a good player. He's got 15 points in the game. First two of the second half. Alton with it again. Got it down inside to Orr. Orr shoots one through the lane. Now over to Steele. Back outside to DeWolf. DeWolf dumps it down to Orr. He puts it up off the window and good. Christian Orr and Brandon DeWolf, good interior passing and the easy bucket. And we're going to get a timeout. One of the Mansfield players looked like took an elbow or something to the mouth and has got a bloody lip. So it's not enough that you're down 67-31. You take an accidental elbow and get a fat lip because of it. And it looks like he's going to stay in the game, though. I'm surprised That must not be any blood, or they would have made him come out. Mansfield with the ball. Got it down to Adams. Adams, little fake, puts up a shot. It's good. So will they call it on the floor, or are they going to call it before the shot? They're going to count the basket. Fouls on number 30 for Alton. That is Corey Miller. Miller called for his first foul of the game. And it's the free throw line. Excuse me. Here's Rylan Adams misses the free throw. Rebound controlled by Marcus Cockrum for the Alton Comets. Marcus weaves his way up the floor. Guides it over there to Cooper Clark. Clark, a little bounce pass in the middle, taken away by the Mansfield defense. That was a nice play there by number 24, Landon Campbell. Minute 25 to go. Mansfield bounces it to Sawyer. Sawyer, cross court to Bennett. Outside to Emmerich for three. It's good. Emmerich now with 18 in the ballgame. That is his third three-pointer. Alton the other way with a minute 9 to go in the ballgame. Huckabee's got it out front. Feeds it to Cockrum in the corner. He gives off to Cooper Clark. His shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound, follows it back up and in. Cooper Clark with the first bucket of the night for the freshman from Alton. Comets having some fun out there. Mansfield with it. To Campbell. Now to Bennett in the corner. Got it down inside to Campbell. Back outside. Adams for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. Huckabee yanks down the rebound. 35 seconds to go. Alton Comets lead it by 69-36. And the Alton Comets are going to win the third place trophy in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Not trophy they wanted, but it's a trophy they'll take. Alton just running out the clock here. We're down to 20 seconds to go. Landon Huckabee's got it. Over to Corey Miller. Now the Comets will go four corner, and they'll pop out to the ball. Got it to Cockrum. Cockrum off the screen, bounces it. And they'll back it back out. 3 seconds to go. Comets just going to stand there and hold it. And there's the buzzer. And that's your ball game. Final score, 69-36.